Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is the Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. We'll be beginning in about 6 or 7 minutes. And God bless you. We're already on the blog tonight. And I understand it's been so full. And thanks God. Thank God for that. I try to get on a couple of nights myself. I just said, I'm sorry. The line is already full. But there is a way. And found a way. Thank you. God bless you. Looking forward to you joining us to give God praise tonight. Back in about 6 minutes.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. And welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Root International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christian and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much. God bless you, Dr. Julie Hagen, Ambassador. We thank you for all the times that you introduced us and for all of the time that you just spend to help this blog line. Thank you so very much. As for people all over, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, coming to you humbly, and then knowing that many of you are great leaders everywhere. And I want to thank God for you. Oh, my God, it's such a privilege to come before you. But the greatest privilege in my life is to come before God. That's what we're doing tonight. We're going before God. And oh, my God, this is our seventh day. Yes, on Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, this is our seventh day. On Monday, I declared a week of praise. In other words, we just wanted to praise God all week long. We weren't trying to ask him for anything, but we would just pray to him, even sometimes, because I'm so used to asking God sometimes, and just slipped out. But it was my goal just to praise him this week, and several people around the world were just praising God for a miracle that they didn't even have, that they hadn't received yet, but they just believed that it was coming. I still and praising for miracles that I've never seen. And I believe that they're coming. God bless you. We have a different format now, and that is to get your prayer request. And then we'll go to God and thank him 1,000 times for those requests and many other requests that we have before God. Always keep my wife, Dr. Betty Johnson, on the prayer line and prayer list. And our grandchildren, and our daughter, and son-in-law, on the prayer line, and on the prayer list. Oh my God, God is doing something great. The Lord is so, so great, and he'll fix things for you if you just give him time. Preach that message, give the anointing time to work. I know we want to just right now. I've discovered that sometimes you have to give the anointing time to work. Prove it to me, Dr. Johnson. Well, two things. Number one, the children of Israel were in bondage for 446 years. In bondage. They prayed and asked God for a deliverer. Mm-hmm. And it took 446 years in bondage, and God sent them Moses. Amen. He was a chosen vessel of God. And you couldn't mess with him because God was very particular about him. Oh, yes, he was. Let me tell you, let me see if I can find this. What happened here? They even messed with him. His sister and brother messed with Moses. Yes, they did, according to the scripture. And when they did that, it was not good for them. I found it, let me see here, in the 12th chapter of Numbers. Yeah, I found that. And my God, what happened, if you read it in the 12th chapter of Numbers, God had chosen Moses. And let me tell you, don't mess with people who are chosen if you don't have anything good to do for them or say about them. That is a no-no. Let me show you here in the 12th chapter. I believe it's Numbers, yeah. 12th chapter, Numbers. The sister and brother to Moses, yeah. The sister and brother came against him. And they just simply said that in the 12th chapter of Numbers, the first verse, it says, "And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses?" In other words, are you the only one you think God, you don't think God speaks to anybody else but you, Moses? They spoke against it. Hath he not spoken also by us? You think God just speaks by you? He don't speak just by you. He speaks by us also. This is his sister and brother who said that. And the Lord, you read it for yourself, the 12th chapter of Numbers. The Lord heard it. Uh-huh. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, his sister and brother, who said, "And listen, God just don't speak through you. He speaks through us too. He speaks to other folk. And you think you're the only one?" And God said to them, "Come out, ye three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation." And they three came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door, in the door of the tabernacle, in a cloud, and called Aaron and Miriam, the ones who spoke out against Moses. And they both came forth. I'm just reading the word. Numbers 12 and 6 says, "And he said," this is the Lord said, "Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I am the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. Mm-hmm. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore, then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" 12th verse. "And the anger of the Lord, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses and," I'm sorry, not Moses, but against Aaron and Miriam. "And he departed." And watch this. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, "Alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, because he knew he was going to be next, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed, when he cometh out of his mother's womb." And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Hear me now, Lord, I beseech thee." What is he getting ready to say here in the 14th verse, which is where I am? It says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received in again 7 days. And Miriam was shut out of the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed." Listen, this is a prayer line that is of the Lord. This is a blog line of the Lord. It's to thank the Lord 1,000 times. Amen. If you do anything, bless it. Amen. Just say kind things about it and bless it. and the Lord will bless you. Yeah, because the Lord didn't give him. He said, whomever blesses the praline, the block line, and who blesses you, I will bless. And he said, whoever curses the block line, the praline, and curses you, I will curse. I want you to be blessed. This is just to thank the Lord 1,000 times. Even if you don't understand it, I don't claim to be anything except whom God has made me. But if you don't understand the block line, just leave it alone. And then God will carry it on. And if you don't understand the vision, just leave it alone. God will carry it on. Because I don't want you to be chastised by the Lord. Amen. God bless you. We love you. And keep us in your prayers. Just pray for us. Because God has his hand on this bloodline in a very, very, very special way. It's growing. Last I heard, we had 295 different countries and over 100 million different listeners. And so God, and we started with about 3 or 4 people. So God is blessing us. So I want you to bless it. You'll be blessed. Amen. All right. Anybody have a prayer request? God is doing miracles. Amen. All right.
This is Mother Wilson, Dr. Johnson. I have an unspoken request for myself and also for one of the brethren at the church has a lot of pain in his leg, and I'm requesting prayer for him, too. His name is Theodis Dotson.
What's his name, first name again?
Theodis.
Theodis.
Dotson.
D-O-T-S-O-N. Okay, Dotson.
Right.
Okay. Or anyone else?
Pray for it. My leg.
Mm-hmm. All right, your legs too. All right. All right, anyone else? Need something from the Lord? I can't hear you. Go ahead.
You speaking to me?
Anyone else?
This is Sister Lucia. I have an unspoken request. God bless you.
All right. All right. Anyone else?
Yes, 314, Ambassador Link, Renata Jones. I just want the Lord to be with me this week. I'm building a business, and I just want his power and his connections to build my business.
All right. Listen and will. Anyone else? Right. Are there any names that you to call him, God would bless him. Might be your son, your daughter. Might be your sister, your brother. Might be you. But any of the names you want me to put on the prayer list, he might. Just say them itself. The line is open.
Good
to
evening.
You. Good evening.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, good. Thank you. This is Ambassador Lake Frierson from Michigan. I would like to request prayer for my mother, Missionary Frierson, and for Bishop Hagen.
Right. That's so compassionate. All right, anyone else?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, this is Sister Joyce, and I'm requesting prayer for myself and my family, especially my grandson and his father, Isaac.
All right, we certainly will. All right. Anyone else?
And that's like Jolene Garnett. Requesting prayer for my son Tyree Greer and Dr. Lady Betty. Also you, Dr. Gus. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. That's how I can use it. Okay, time me too. All right, I'll take one more last one, 17. All right, anyone else? Well, thank God for all of you on the front line tonight. Let's pray. I normally like to pray these bloodlines. Those are I want us to thank, and then I ask you all to come out. If you could, Ambassador Dr. Hagen, if you could open the line, I might have a little difficulty. But let's get ready to thank him in just a moment. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you because you're here. Hear my prayer. I'm so excited about speaking to you. It just energizes me. It makes me feel so when I can speak to you. Oh, God, you told me to ask and it shall be given. But then you said in your word, if any two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done to us of the Father, which is in heaven. Oh, God, I'm coming to you for these persons I will call their name. And I need, oh, God, an ultra-awesome miracle. Thank you in advance for what you're going to do for them. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I call the name of Mother Wilson, Lord, her unspoken request, and also with the ministry of her unspoken request. And Lord, you know everything. From the Pharisees and the Sadducees, sometimes were speaking against you. You knew what they were saying. Oh, God, you know everything. And I'm asking, well, let me just thank you in advance for granting these unspoken requests. Thank you also for the brother of the church. God's having problems with this lady. I know whenever you're in the room, everything is subject to you. Thank you for being able to stop them too. Oh, God. And Mother Wilson, thank you for touching her legs too. Taking the swelling in his swelling out and giving her, Lord, a wonderful night without pain. Oh, God, I know you're in the room. I feel your presence. Thank you for hearing my prayer. And thank you for my mother who taught me that the more we thank you, the more you bless us. And we can praise our way to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, not only for Mother Wilson and Sister Lucille, but thank you, Ambassador Nick Renata Jones. Oh, God, she and Sister Rush and so many others have been so kind to me. And you told me, whoever blesses me, he will bless. Bless them in the name of Jesus, I pray. Look on Sister Renata Jones. Oh, God. And I want to thank you in advance for helping her build her business. Oh, what a wonderful venture. And I want to thank you in advance for giving her an unusual blessing, an unusual favor. I thank you for it as she's building her business. And I want to thank you in advance for it being successful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you for Master Nick Ferguson. And God, I want to thank you for blessing him, brother, Missionary Friday. I'm just thanking you because I believe you. I'm thanking you in advance because I know you're a miracle worker. And I know you can work a miracle for Missionary Friday. God, lift her heavy burden and lighten her heavy load. Give her the victory. Oh, God, the victory. The victory that we have in Jesus Christ. Then I want to thank you in advance for Bishop Hagen and for the victory that you're giving him. Give him, Lord. Oh, God, heal him quickly, I pray. And raise him up with more strength than he had before. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for his blessing and for how you've been so good to us. And God, I want to thank you for how you blessed him even this night, that he would have a good night and the blessing of the Lord would be upon him. Thank you for it. And thank you for Sister Joyce, Lord, and her family. Oh, God, I want to thank you for how you're touching her lungs in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you for how you're removing any spirit of fear, for how you're blessing her bountifully, for how you're looking on her grandson. I believe it's Isaac and his father, Isaac. God, you can fix things like nobody else. And I want to thank you for fixing this situation. in advance, Lord. Thank you for it. Even how you blessed her to come this far and for the testimony that she gave on last week. Thank you for it. I want to thank you for Ambassador-elect Geraldine Garnett. Oh, God. Thank you for blessing her. Thank you for making a way for her. And thank you for Tyree, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you for how you just blessed him and how you're using Tyree. I see it in the future, Lord. Thank you for your blessings upon her. She was a blessing on the all-night shut-in. Thank you for it. Thank you for Bria, Lord, for how you're fixing her hip, how you fixed it already. And, Lord, thank you for how you've given her the great health and great strength and for how you've encouraged her heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Dr. Betty and how you keep her healed and encouraged. And for myself, Lord, thank you for remembering me. And I appreciate all that you do. Now, some people didn't get a chance to make that prayer request. But now that you see and you know, I'm thanking you for fixing that for me in Jesus' name. And thank you for all your many, many, many blessings. Now, as I found out, most people take at least 1,000, let's say not 1,000, but over 10,000 steps a day. Oh, God, I want to thank you for blessing us to make those steps. And stroke victims can move one step. Go, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and help those stroke victims. That they might be some circumference by the auspices of the Holy Ghost. And you'll touch them and give them strength to move. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We just thank you for what you're doing. And thank you for what you're going to do. And thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for every person you pray for. And thank you, Lord, for the good you do. And you tell me, I had to scream at you, holler at you. You just said, ask and it shall be given. And speak it out of the fire. And knock, and the door shall be opened unto us. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, as we send up praise to you. Yes, I'm asking you to receive it, Lord, and bless your people in an awesome, awesome way. Yes, glory, glory, glory. Those who will tonight, if you want to praise him for what he's already done for you, then I'm asking you to open your mouth and just help to help me thank him now, right now. Let's thank him. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, 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 Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, 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 thank you,
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you for everybody on this talk line.
Thank you for being on the line. Glory to God.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
Jesus. Oh, God, for making it possible that we are here. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
Jesus. Oh, God.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you for the honors.
Thank you.
Thank you for blessing them in advance for all that you're doing. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you. We're out of time. I'm hoping that y'all can hear me. Can y'all still hear me? Amen.
We hear you. We hear you, Chief.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Ambassador-elect. Oh, my God. Hendricks, you have done a bumping job every night. And thank you. And for those who have joined us, we appreciate you so very much. Amen. All right, keep the praise going. Amen. Thank you for praying for Dr. Betty tonight and for Bria, our granddaughter, who was in the Marines. And thank you for praying for me. I appreciate it. All right, anyone who desires to reach me, I'm going to avail myself tonight. Amen. If you desire to reach me, the phone number is 913-406-4845. 913-406-4845. All right, God bless you. Open the line. Is anyone there who wants to say something? You have any kind of word or you have a praise report? It's wonderful to get praise reports. And if you have a praise report or anything else you want to just say in support of this line, let it be so now. Let it be so. The line is open to you. Anybody? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
I thank the Lord for the blog line and the prayer line. I went to try to get on early and it was already full. So I thank the Lord for how He is blessing the blog line and the prayer line. And it is really a great strength and a great help. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank God for you. All right, anyone else?
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the things on this blog.
Thank you.
And I just want to say I enjoyed the service at my church today, Amazing Grace International. Me and my sons, we got there today, and when I walked in the church today, I felt the Spirit all through that church. And I just thank the Lord for that and the blessing that I got out of it today. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
God bless you. Wonderful word. All right, anyone else? All right, anyone else? I want to give God praise. Everybody has a praise. Everyone has a praise.
Yeah.
Do you give me the praise?
Number.
All right.
What's that number?
All right. If y'all have a pen, come on. All right, 9-1. Can y'all hear me? 913-406-4845. So it's 913, and then 406, then 4845. You can reach me there. Oh, my God.
Thank
mercy. The power of God
on
this. All right, anyone else want to have a word to say? The line is open to you.
This is Sister Joyce, and I want to thank the Lord for all He's done for me, and I thank God how He's healing my body daily. And I just want to thank God for that, and y'all continue to pray for me.
That's beautiful, Sister Joyce. That's the way to do it. There were only 10 lepers, and all of them got healed. But only one turned around and said, I got to thank the Lord. I got to. He's been so good to me. And He not only got healed, but he got another added bonus blessing. God kept him saved and restored his spirit. Yes, thank God. All right, is there anyone else before we close here tonight? Thank God for you and for all of you. I want to thank you for the prophecy that I got today. Amen. Praise God for what he's done. Amen. All right. I preached hard today and had so many other things going today. And I'm going to let you rest if y'all don't mind here. All right. But if you want to call me in the next 10 or 15 minutes, I'm available to you. Amen. Whatever the Lord says. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Can y'all still hear me?
Hear you,
Chief. Yes, sir. Oh, my God, bless you. I'm going to dismiss y'all today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. I'm going to perhaps dismiss y'all kind of like they used to do in the old church.